The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mick McCarthy from Off the Ball has joined me to look ahead to the weekend sporting action. We'll talk about Premier League in a moment, but the golf, McIlroy and Lowry both back in the clubhouse today, Mick. How did they get on?
Yeah, not bad. Like, I mean, Rory in particular, I suppose, is building on a very decent day yesterday. He only won under for the round. It just didn't fall for him, I suppose, in the way it probably did yesterday. But he's well in contention. I mean, you're Rory McIlroy with this kind of field, being there or thereabouts within a sniff of the weekend is kind of what you want. And, you know, he's well within striking distance, so not too bad. Shane obviously didn't have as good a day yesterday. He was a bit better today. He was 2 under for his round. He's 1 under for the tournament. So he's very far from out of it with this kind of bunch leaderboard. He did bogey the last, though. It looked like a slightly nicer day. And you get a 3 under round in a golf course like this, and you're going to be very, very happy with it. But he did play well. So neither of them kind of out of it. It's going to be an interesting weekend, I think, because I think that golf course is a bit of fun, you know, and you depends what way the wind blows.
That's the thing, you know, on a links course, the weather is such a factor, and the weather disappearing. You know what I mean? The weather's suddenly so changeable things up there that suddenly the wind dies down, the clouds part, the sun comes out, and somebody goes out and shoots a 67.
I know, the old dreaded benign conditions, as they say in links golf. So that could easily happen, and it could even happen late into this evening, you know, and somebody could stretch ahead. But, you know, I think the talent there for both of them means they could be factors this weekend. And I think, again, I think we'll have fun watching it, because it's good links golf in good conditions. You know, a bit changeable, which is what you want with links golf, plus the two guys up there at the top of the leaderboard. Should be a fun weekend.
What else has happened? Actually, before we get to this weekend, just as we come off air this evening at 7 o'clock and you guys come on air, the Diamond League, the last kind of meeting of the season, we've gotten underway in Brussels, and Rashida is going to be running, I think, about 7:05. Mm. Now, it's all the same people that she has run against in Paris and ran against in the meantime. I can't remember where it was, in Switzerland, I think. Mm. So it's up against her. But if people are looking for something to watch.
Yeah. And look, I mean, it's great that, you know, we're paying attention to athletics post-Olympics, you know, maybe not in as big a way, but in more ways than we have in many, many years. And I think that's fantastic. And I think people loved watching the Diamond League there 3-4 weeks ago. And she finished fourth. And look, she talked afterwards. She was on with us later that week, and she said that that was the first time that she had done what her coach, Coach Flo, had asked her to do. Mm. And really, like, done the first 200 metres at full pelt, and it was the first time she felt brave enough, including the Olympics, to go and do it. And she ran a good race, but the power that's going to come over the last 100 metres, we talked about this before, is going to come over time. We'll see if there's been any progress. Her last run of the year, it'd be great for her to get in the top 2 or 3.
Oh, it would be brilliant.
But again, with Rashida, it's like progress. We're monitoring progress. We're all 400 metre experts now.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, she's through that lactate threshold there, Mick. Anyway. This weekend, Premier League. So, Spurs against Arsenal. Tottenham at home in that one. Might Raheem Sterling play in this game?
He might, you know, because Odegaard and Declan Rice is suspended for his kicking the ball away that people will remember from a couple of weeks ago. And Odegaard is injured for a few weeks after the Norway games in the international break. So it's kind of, you know, Arsenal have a very settled team and we don't exactly know how they're going to feel. So, like, I can't imagine him starting. But you wouldn't know, you know, he's fit and ready to go. Apparently had a very good preseason at Chelsea, and he's been there, obviously not away with England all week. So there's a chance he could be thrown in. I think we will see him this week, though.
Yeah.
I think he'll come off the bench one way or another. And it's just going to be interesting to see what Arsenal do, because, again, very settled team. And that's two of a middle three in Odegaard and Rice that are gone, which I think will change things up. So he'll have to make a few changes. But Spurs are down a few as well. People are very much looking forward to this game. It should be a really good one.
United, one would imagine that Ten Hag is hoping this international break, and it's, to be hoping this so early in the season shows how things have gone awry. We'll be hoping it's a chance to kind of reset, I assume.
You would think so. they've had many resets.
How many chances to reset does Eric Ten Hag need?
Yeah, they've had so many resets, and any kind of signs of progress seem to be temporary at best and seemingly non-existent a lot of the time at the moment. But the fixture list has been kind to them here. Southampton don't look a good side. They've no points from their first three games. They're obviously just coming off promotion. They're finding their feet. United's away form has been very sketchy, so I wouldn't be guaranteeing anything. But I think United will manage to kind of like stop the rot a little bit. If they do lose this game or don't win it's three games without a win or three losses in a row, we'll be panic stations. You know, like, you expect a lot of Manchester United talk come Monday morning and Monday evening and off the ball if they don't win this game. But I think they will. I think they'll do it comfortably. I think they'll avoid being the story for one weekend anyway.
What about Liverpool? I mean, that's an unbelievable start.
Unbelievable start, and they've been really, really strong. And I think
they're playing Forest.
They're playing Forest at home, and I feel sorry for Forest because I think Liverpool will kind of take care of business a little bit. And the other thing that's happening is Arne Slot's come in. He's done a good job. They're playing nice football. They're getting the most out of a couple of players, and the vibes are good, which means that you've got Mo Salah out of contract at the end of the year, Trent Alexander-Arnold out of contract at the end of the year, and Virgil van Dijk. All, is this the end of this Liverpool team? Are they breaking up? And now the vibes are good. Now the vibes, oh, I think we'll stay. I think Alexander-Arnold will commit his future to the club. Salah and Van Dijk will stay another couple of years, and we move on with this Liverpool team that's been so good for so long.
Forest, by all accounts, are one of the clubs that kind of sniffed around Caoimhín Kelleher as well, aren't they? So what's going to happen there?
It's interesting. I don't know. Nothing can happen till January. Obviously, he talked during the week about, you know, them bringing in a goalkeeper, you know, behind his back, basically, and that maybe that his future isn't there and that he wants to leave. Arne Slot was talking about him today. He said that he's actually handled the situation very well. He wouldn't want somebody to want to stay on the bench, but things are the way they are, and Alisson is the number one. So there's no real indication as to where he's going to go, but he doesn't seem to be in trouble or anything. I think he'll stay there as part of the Liverpool plans as the number two for the rest of the year anyway. I can't see him going in January when they don't have the replacement in until next season.
Yeah.
I think it'll be next summer, but
he's what though? 25?
26.
It was 26, so he'll be 27 young, you know, this time next year for a move. He's looking at what's probably going to be the last move of his career.
Really, in terms of going to be a number one somewhere else. We've kind of gone from the young up and comer to he's in the prime of his career now. He needs to go and do it. He can get one, you know, between maybe 27, 33 maybe for a goalkeeper, kind of your prime years. He doesn't want to waste them sitting on the bench.
All right. Anyway, listen, Liverpool are playing Forest this weekend. Mick McCarthy from Off The Ball, thank you very much. Off The Ball with you from 7 o'clock as always. As we say, I think Rashida running just after 7, so the lads will update you on her progress.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.